And thank all the members of the public for being so patient this evening, and now it is your turn. As is our custom and our rule, we always start with anyone who might like to speak in favor of the either one or all six of the applications before us this evening. Yes, sir, come right up.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, thanks for the opportunity to speak with you this evening. My name is Terry Raspberry. I am a resident of Milford, Sussex County, Delaware, an employee of and a representative tonight of the YMCA of Delaware in support of the proposed zoning variances and amendments. And if I may, I would like to read into the record a brief letter from the YMCA.
Please do.
Written to Mr. Darren Lockwood, January 22nd. Dear Darren, I am writing to express the YMCA of Delaware's continued support and interest in building a YMCA in the proposed Villages of Elizabethtown project. Your generous gift of land will allow the YMCA to provide needed services to central Sussex County to build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities. The YMCA unites men, women, and children of all ages, all faiths, all backgrounds, abilities, and income levels. This growing area is in need of community building institutions. The YMCA of Delaware is a registered non-for-profit, charitable, tax-exempt corporation. Was granted tax exemption on October of 1933. I will skip the detail of the nonprofit information, but as each of you realizes, I'm sure, we have no individual owners or shareholders. The Y exists only to serve the community. All operational surpluses at the YMCA are returned to serving the community. In fact, last year, the Y of Delaware awarded over $1,400,000 in services to those who could not afford the YMCA. And as a footnote, I will add that the Y in Sussex County provided over $200,000 in subsidies for people who could not otherwise participate in Y programs. Thank you for thinking of the YMCA as a signature part of this exciting project. Sincerely, Michael Graves, President, YMCA of Delaware. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Like, submit that to the record, please.
Yes, I would give a copy of that to Mr. Lang.
Thank you.
Save him from having to take all those copious notes.
There. If you wish additional.
No, that's fine. I'll get a copy to the commission. It was referenced in the booklet as being a part of the booklet, but it's not included.
Not there. Okay. Very well.
Not mine, anyway. Okay. Not mine.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Okay, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, start with you, sir. Let me ask first, is there anyone here representing a group, or are there any attorneys here who are representing opposition parties? None. Okay.
Mr. Commissioner, thank you. My name is George Derrison. I live at 12695 Reynolds Road, Milton, Delaware. I am also the town manager for the town of Milton. I am here tonight to convey the wishes of the town council by a majority vote at a regular council meeting, which was held November 8, 2007, whereby a motion was passed to convey their concerns at this meeting tonight. And those concerns and is to espouse opposition to this project. There's several bullet items in this letter. I will not do that. I actually have the letters, which I would like to present to Mr. Lang at this time.
Okay.
To get the numbers.
Are they all the same letter?
Yes. Okay. I was going to follow the letter to the commission. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to speak. But with what I view tonight, I just like to make some comments. One of the things which I am somewhat confused about is that having called Mr. Lank and received a package of this project, and in the review, Mr. Roberts, the attorney here tonight, spoke about the governing zoning would be C1. There is a question I have about this application, as I understand, was received at the planning office on June of 06. The actual date of approval, or the filing date of this application, was October 20th of 06. So there seems to be some disparity, which I would question tonight in what I heard.
Okay, we'll try to get an answer for you.
Thank you. The other is that the During the whole presentation, one thing became very clear. The impact that this will have, I'll even refer to the county's website. Second paragraph on your website speaks to the historic value and nature of the town of Melton. You use that as your foreword in your Sussex County Council in speaking to the county as being a historic location. This project will, in the council's opinion, actually have the potential for the town of Melton to lose its identity as a community based on this mass project. The comments with regard to the zoning, there's nothing or no speaker up here tonight that I was able to hear that spoke in any form about what will it do to the town of Melton itself, nor did they care. There was no comment. I saw a last conclusion item there that said it will have no impact to Melton. Does anyone here really believe that? I don't. Mr. Gordy asked a question with police services. I guarantee you that if we are not added into this project at some point in time, we have a moral obligation of our police department to respond to persons in distress, and our police department will be called out there to respond to calls for service out there. Obviously, Sussex County Council, not planning zoning, but they're each year when they prepare their budget, they fund state police officers for the county, and I'm very grateful as a citizen of the county. But this, as the figures reflected in the Melton, that it would triple our police force if it would come in. So why would it not do the same for the state police, who are already overtaxed with calls for service that they have? The project that I see in this mass is with Sean Davis from MRA in the presentation. Reminds me of the, if you've ever traveled to Gaithersburg, Maryland, it's the Kentlands there and the same projects really that exist there. The projects are somewhat massive, and if the Planning Commission here had the opportunity, they should actually ride over there, and you could see the community that's been structured and presented here tonight. And there are some setbacks. The application, if we take 3,785 homes, which the original application said, I'm somewhat confused. At the PLUS application, at the PLUS meeting, which I attended on June 28th, the applicant was there, and so was Mr. Davis, and there was a presentation made, and it was talked about zoning. The PLUS application refers to a zoning request. At that time, that application that was submitted to PLUS was for a change of zone to a CR1. I have an email from Mr. Lank that says that at the time of this PLUS meeting, CR1 did not exist. My question is, why is the PLUS application, and it is required by the letter from Connie Holland's office to a requirement to the applicant, simply states that in the last, it says, following receipt of this letter, which is the PLUS application letter dated July 24th, and upon filing of an application with a local jurisdiction, which would be in this case the county, the applicant shall provide to the local jurisdiction in the Office of State Planning Coordination a written response to the comments as a result of the pre-application process. I called Dorothy Morris, who is a planner at the State Office of Planning, just yesterday, received an email from her. They have received no such letter from the applicant. So did the PLUS comments mean anything? And it's in this particular application, which is zoning here, and was a zoning request at the PLUS meeting, is not the same. And some of the discrepancies that within the PLUS letter is that the attorney who spoke first, this gentleman here, and I can't recall his name, said that the project was located within levels 1 and 2. All one has to do is read the PLUS letter. I'm confused because it said this project is located within levels 1, 2, and 3.
I think actually they addressed that, but I'll ask them again.
Okay. The State Office of Planning and the State Strategies Project states in the application that they encourage this applicant, the developer, the county, and the town to meet to discuss ways to mitigate the impacts this development will have on the town of Melton and integrate the new community into the town of Melton. And they were suggesting that still to look at the annexation. At the PLUS meeting, the The developer, in the recent, talking about the streets that were there, one of the things is that Mr. Davis stated that they did not, it was not their idea to do any tunneling. I believe one of the members spoke to tunneling on the roadway. The PLUS application on page 4 of that, of the letter coming back, not the application, but the letter to the applicant, said that at the PLUS meeting, the developer expressed the interest in tunneling under Route 16. So I'm somewhat confused by that. The during the PLUS application, the Department of Agriculture asked a question talking about the spray irrigation. Now, in the wastewater treatment plant, which is visualized that I understand, I heard would be a regional plant, that they were somewhat concerned because the requirements for this project would be 1,188,500 gallons a day use. What this particular application with PLUS said that they were going to use 6 million gallons a day. Now, what they had frowned upon, that it would be in conflict if the intent was to build a wastewater facility that was unintended, if it created unintended infrastructure. Now, is there something else that's going to be serviced? That's my question. I don't know. The other thing is that I, in the PLUS application, said the applicant said that no wetlands would be disturbed. Nothing would happen. North of the site, which is the Opals Farm, Ingram's Branch runs actually kind of east and west, or from a northerly to a southeasterly direction. The at the PLUS application, with regard to that, there was speaking of having to tunnel under Ingram's Branch to service the area. I have a question with regard to that.
What's your question?
My question is that the PLUS application say anything not that that there was no wetlands would be disturbed. Those are clear, that is clearly wetlands and the tunneling underneath the thing. So
I don't think you're disturbing the wetlands, though, if you're going underneath them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think, but okay. I'm going to find out for you. I want to know myself.
The impact of this project is far-reaching. When Melton's comprehensive plan was actually approved by the State Planning Office in October 2003, the county's was approved January 1 of 2004. We're each close to the five-year comprehensive plan update. The town of Melton wants to work with the county with regard to this project. But what I am here to tell you tonight and the wishes of my council, we do not want this project to proceed as it is drawn out now. We expect something that would not be as dynamic as this project. The I think the other thing that I want to bring up is that the Public Service Commission, Andrea Maurer, states in the PLUS letter to the applicant, in order for a private utility to provide wastewater service to this project, it would need approval from the town of Melton and seek a CPCN from the Public Service Commission. Now, I know that Todd Artesian has actually applied for a CPCN for the wastewater facilities there, but I have not received any information from Artesian that they have contacted the town with regard to seeking your approval as stated by the Public Service Commission. I thank you, gentlemen, for your time.
All right, sir, thank you. I'll try to get your questions answered for you. Mr. Robertson, would you, can you speak to the issue of the timing on the application?
What I'd rather do is, I took down notes from what this gentleman said and consult with staff on that and look at the dates. Because I know when the, like I said, the key date, I guess, is when that ordinance went in effect for the CR new zoning district. So I'm going to have to check with staff. But, I don't know that affects.
Certainly, I don't think you're going to make a decision tonight.
So that's my follow-up question. Is number one, I think it is certainly it's not likely that a decision will be made tonight. And I think that I think the council or the commission would appreciate having that information prior to doing that. So if you would research that for us, appreciate it. And Mr. Party, if you would come up here just for a second. I believe I understood you to say that that you acknowledge that the PLUS letter referred to levels 1, 2, and 3. but that the level three portion was actually in a very small area that was not, that was near one of the spray places or something? Or
that's correct.
But if you would clarify that for the gentleman, because it's important.
If you look to this plan on the easel to the left here, the only portion of this entire project, which in the development area, which is in level three, is a very narrow strip along this branch, basically the tree line along this branch. The balance of the entirety of the site is all level two or level one.
Okay.
Can I ask just to follow up to that? I want the record to be clear on something when we talk about the project. Where the spray irrigation's going, is that level three or level four? I don't know that it's significant, but I want to know what the spray irrigation is.
I believe all of the spray irrigation level our spray irrigation fields are level three, if I'm not mistaken. Is that four? Okay. Level four. And obviously spray irrigation and agricultural use is permitted in level four.
I just wanted the record to be clear that there is some level four for that particular use.
Yes.
So the development area is what we're really talking about here. There is a small piece of the development area apparently that is in level three.
Yes, but it's important to note that it will not be impacted at all. We're not proposing any structures in there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to answer the man's question there. And you may want to refer this to one of your numerous experts there. If we can speak to the tunneling under the wetlands, or what this was about. I mean,
Mr. Davis,
I was under the impression we were talking about the pedestrian tunnel or public access tunnel, and I was hearing him talk about something different. I thought, but
if I think there is it tunneling under the wetlands,
that's
or tunneling
what I thought.
Under 16?
I thought he was referring to having to tunnel a line.
Address, I think there are two separate questions. The first one regards wetland impacts to Ingram's Branch via the utility crossings to the sewer treatment facility.
Right.
It's very easy to directionally bore under the stream without any impacts to the wetlands. It is done routinely, so there's no issue regarding that.
Right.
So we can directionally bore under Ingram's Branch to provide utility connections north of Ingram Branch without impacting
the
wetlands.
You're boring, you're not tunneling.
Correct.
Like we normally think of a tunnel.
In regards to pedestrian and/or vehicular access associated with Route 16 to connect the north and south portions of the property via a tunnel or bridge, it was discussed at the PLUS meeting. To the best of my knowledge, being at that PLUS meeting, we never talked about that was our proposal. That was an issue that was raised at the PLUS meeting. We don't agree with that proposal. We think that it would actually be very harmful to the proposed community and to Route 16 and to a variety of other things, and so we do not agree with that.
Okay.
So,
the next thing that was the issue of the sewer plant size, the 1.2 million gallons versus a 6 million gallon capacity. What I understood from what you said earlier, pretty much was saying your program is, in fact, sized to handle the town of Milton. I mean, when the gentleman said, "What would they be doing?" Well, I sort of thought that you were doing it in case they decided they wanted to be involved with your sewer.
Listen, it's no secret that the town has some issues with sewage treatment, and our project certainly could serve the town of Milton if that agreement were realized in the future. It is our current intention to do nothing more than the 1.2. We do not have any agreements in place with anyone else, but that possibility is open, and it includes the possibility of helping out Milton.
Okay. And would that also include the possibility of helping out future developments that might occur in the area?
Sure.
Okay. Very well. Thank you. And I wrote down Artesian. Now I don't remember why. Oh, I remember why. They haven't contacted the city. Well, somebody from Artesian want to talk about that? I mean, apparently the town feels that the gentleman seemed to indicate that there was some obligation for you to do that, and I was just wondering if you could speak to that a little bit for him.
I can, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, commissioners and staff and members of the public. My name's Jack Schreppler. I'm an attorney in Delaware for 25 years, practicing in land use and regulatory law, including public utilities. And I joined Artesian in 2000 as vice president and general counsel. And by the way, Mr. Chairman, I'm a few years and about 700 or 800 attorneys senior to Mr. Pardee. My bar admission number is 2089. But I feel like it could be number four. In fact, my son tells me that my eyesight is so bad when hunting that I might qualify as a non-lethal stress deterrent for the geese.
Please let us know when you're going in the woods so the rest of us can stay home. All right, so if you would answer the man's question, please.
I have not seen the letter to which the town manager referred from Ms. Mulcher in the apparently in the plus process, but I am aware that the town asserted by letter back in November to the Public Service Commission that they believe by virtue of their future annexation area in their comp plan that they have a reserved right to serve wastewater. And if Ms. Moucher suggested that in her letter, she was incorrect. The law is quite specific in Delaware since wastewater was regulated in 2004, by the way, with the leadership of Sussex County in getting that law done, and we fully supported that. What the law and the regulations adopted by the Public Service Commission say is that if the town is currently serving an area with pipes in the ground, and a utility wants to come in there and serve alongside them, then of course we would have to get their permission. But the law is also quite clear that if it's just a designated future annexation area, what happens is the utility certainly is free to apply. The municipality will get notice. They can request a hearing, and they can present reasons why they believe the public's convenience and necessity would not be well served by the utility, but better served by the municipality. And they have received that notice. The application is pending before the Public Service Commission. I've written a letter actually today to the Public Service Commission, and Mr. Robertson has a copy. I have copies should you be interested, or you could use them to start your fires tonight. But that hearing process is available to the town, and actually Ms. Moucher wrote a letter 1 week ago to the town of Milton asking for their specific reasons why they object, and they have that opportunity.
All right, then. Thank you. That answers that. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir, right here.
Jim Walu, Overbrook Shores, Milton, Delaware.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if this is actually the proper form because I'm not for or I'm not really against, but I have some public comments to make.
I'll let you know. Go ahead.
I'm an abutting property owner to the development, and one of my concerns would be, and I think from what I've seen tonight, I think they would be open and agreeable to this, that as they go through their phase development, phase one, phase two, phase three, that they do like Mr. Natelli did down at Sweetbriar and Route 9 on his development, have some public meetings with the local residents and the citizens to, you know, explore exactly what they're doing in each phase, especially for those people that are abutting or close to those phases, as well as, you know, for the entire community, you know, in the Milton area. And I think that would be very helpful, and I suspect that they'd probably be very willing to do that. I was pleased to see the environmental people discuss, you know, how they're going to handle the storm water in particular, because we've got two creeks, so we got Waggaman Pond, Broadkill River, and this is a big issue with the Broadkill Water Basin Group, and I'm, you know, pretty interested in that. One final comment I would like to make. As you're probably well aware, the town of Milton is, by voter resolution of the council, in negotiations with Tidewater to provide their sewer service. But as Mr. Brady made very clear, and as the council, I think, and the mayor made very clear, that if those negotiations, for some reason, fail, they're ready to go forward and discuss, you know, with other parties, and the other party most likely would be Artesian. So there'd be no reason to downsize their planning on this plant at this point.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you very much. Does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Please come up.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Rebecca Woolman. I live at Collins Street. Excuse me.
That's all right. Take a deep breath. Just relax. Everybody's family here.
This is the first.
I know. You're fine.
I butt up to the development on two sides.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have heard the presentation tonight, and they have said many times over that this development accents the town of Milton and the people living around this development, and it, in my opinion, does not. Number one, because it is so massive, and the town is not even this big. And the people that live around this area live in agriculture right now, and besides shipbuilders that it butts up to, everybody else owns a reasonable lot. As many are 3/4 acres or more, and this does not compare to it. And if you agree to change from agriculture to high density development or whatever it's called, I just think it would be a big mistake for the area. And I know that it will probably be developed, but I don't think that it needs to be so massive. So I just thought I should express myself.
Well,
and I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine, and I'm very glad that you did, and I appreciate your patience this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Could I get your last name again?
Woolman.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Yes, yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hey.
My name's Donna Gordon. I'm also a resident of Milton. I have just a few things to say. If you add Isaac's Glen and Elizabethtown together, the population dwarfs that of Milton, Rehoboth, Lewes, and Georgetown put together. They've provided for no police. They expect to use Milton's fire company. Well, where's Milton going to get the fire trucks and the ambulances and the personnel for 9,500 people plus the additional 1,630 homes for Isaac Glen that they're going to be expected to deal with? We haven't heard anything about trash at all. What's trash pickup going to be like? Where's it going to go? Is that going to go to the county as well? We've heard that there'll be $2.25 million in property taxes and $21.8 million in transfer taxes, but it's going to cost $2.8 million for just the school education. Well, how about the building of the schools? Every school in Sussex County, in eastern Sussex County now, is overflowing. You're going to not have to build one school. You might have to build 3 or 4 schools. That easily wipes out your transfer tax. We heard the benefits, but we didn't hear the drawbacks that's going to come to the county. And, you know, there's growth is going to happen, but there has to be more than developers and the people who work with them making a lot of money. There has to be some thought of quality of life issues that go along with it. Wagaman's Pond is starting to die now because of Wagaman's West Shores being built. They're going to build more on Wagaman's Pond. The Broadkill River is in serious shape. Red Mill Pond is dying very quickly because of Nassau Grove. Denrec goes out there every other week. It's in the Cape Gazette, saying, oh, you can't do this. All this silt's going in there. Fix it, fix it, fix it. Demrec doesn't have the teeth to find them, and nothing's being done about it. And at some point, someone has to put the brakes on and say, we have to upgrade our environmental codes. We have to upgrade what's going on. And I don't think Sussex County at this point can handle quadrupling the size of the four major towns in eastern Sussex County that took hundreds of years to get to that size and in 15 years. That's all. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
My name's Harry Hobby Isaacs. I live on Reynolds Pond Road, Allendale, Delaware. Excuse me. I want to get your mind off of this for a few minutes and let you concentrate on something else. The last time I was here, and I don't remember, it was a year and a half ago, I asked this commission to look into getting some kind of memorial for Jack Allen, our good friend who served 30-some years on this commission. And I'm just wondering if it had ever been looked into or anything done about it. And if it hadn't, would it be out of the way for me to ask somebody to make a motion and second that you do that?
Wow.
Well, Mr.
I don't disagree with the sentiment, believe me, having worked with Mr. Allen. Procedurally, I don't know that it's appropriate at this point, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to follow up with County Council and see if they've done it.
Actually, Mr. Isaacs, I think everybody in this, I know everybody up here agrees with you. It is something that probably needs to be done by County Council because they're the ones with the money. We don't have any money.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
They're the ones who could do it.
And will the commission approach the council?
Yes,
and ask
sir.
Them?
I can tell you that we will.
Okay.
I'll do it personally.
Thank you.
Okay. Big picture of Jack right below.
Yeah, looking over my shoulder. That's right. I wish he was here right now instead of me. Okay. Yeah. Is there anyone? Actually, I believe Mr. Burton has a point. It would be, he sure does. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Gentlemen, my name is Sonia Reeves. I have a Town of Milton address. We have a piece of property that abuts to the Oakles property. Mm-hmm. That is, I don't have the dimensional figures, but it would be overlooking the drainage ponds or the holding ponds.
For the
water treatment.
Yes, okay, yes, ma'am. Okay.
I'm a little concerned. I hear a lot about the aesthetics of the community. Mm-hmm. I don't hear anything about the aesthetics of the supporting structure for that. I travel Route 30 frequently. What am I going to be looking at as I drive down the countryside that I've been accustomed to seeing irrigation system and fields and crops growing? What will I be seeing in with the ponds? What would the view be?
My understanding that in the fields, you're going to see the same thing. You're going to see irrigation going probably on a pivot,
mm-hmm.
spraying water, and it's going to be.
And the ponds will not be visible.
I'm going to find out about that. Okay. I'm pretty sure that they construct them so that they have berm around them, and you can't really see them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to find out for sure because it's their project, not mine. So
also, is the location of the water tower in that brown area actually pinned down?
The exact location of it, I'll ask that question. I do know they said it was in that area, but okay. I'll find out for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Carbone, I think this is for you.
Yes, sir.
Would you be so kind as to address the lady's concerns for us?
Yes. Without flicking through the slides again, if you'll remember the site plan for the wastewater envisioned the wastewater storage lagoons, which would have the cleanest water, or have the clean water,
right.
At the front of the project. Those lagoons are bermed, so from the road, all you would see would be a grassy knoll. The treatment buildings, which are made to look like ag buildings, barns, equipment sheds, are on the back of the project, so they're less visible from Route 30. And they are buffered by one of our spur irrigation parcels, which is further to the east. Okay. As far as the water tower goes, the water tower site is not specifically tied down, but we're looking to put that central in that parcel, so it wouldn't be right out on Route 30. By making it central in that parcel, it's also central to the Elizabethtown project, which makes it efficient from a water supply standpoint.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, then. If not, we will close the public hearing. You are invited to remain for a few more minutes to see the rest of our deliberations. Since this was our only public hearing this evening, we will immediately refer back to this hearing. So if you wish to remain, you can. Before you go, though, we would like to have a show of hands. You want to count them? We want to have a show of hands? Yeah, we better. Let's have a show of hands for those of you not on the development team that are in favor of this application. Here we go. In favor. Okay. Keep them up, please, and raise them up nice and high. Keep in mind that he's a lawyer, not a mathematician, so it'll take him a few minutes. Couple back there. 16, okay. And those opposed? Okay. Well, apparently there's some in the middle. Okay. Well, that's all right, too. Okay. All right, then. We thank you. You may remain. If you choose to leave right now, please do it quietly because we're still in session, okay? But we're not going to be much longer. All right,